The mantra Om. The mantra Om is the best acoustic expression of the law of universal polarity. This law is connected to a notion of a kind of symmetry between the circle and the line. In the extended notion of the term symmetry that I have developed in my book Homologies, that is to say, the analogy of the microcosm and the macrocosm. I provide in this book a new definition of the word symmetry. The Hindu call the sound Om Pranava Mantra, that is to say, main mantra. We will come back on this notion of mantra later, but for now, let us only study the mantra Om. The sound Om is the best possible vocal expression of the law of universal polarity, and this can be demonstrated by a physical analysis. One can use a cathode oscilloscope for this purpose, which is simply a microphone connected to a kind of TV, and when one speaks or emits sounds in the microphone, the image of this sound appears on the screen, a graphic visual image of the waveform. If the device is set properly, you will, when you sing the vowel O, see a sine wave appear. It is a curve that is very related to the curve of the waves, without being exactly a wave. On a different setting of the device, you will see a circle appear for the letter O. This is hardly surprising, as, for example, a cork floats up and down a wave describing circles. The sine wave, also, is part of what mathematicians call circular functions. When you are in a jet airplane, for instance, in high altitude, and that you look at the sea, you have the impression that the waves form parallel bars that do not move. On the other hand, if you look at waves through the glass wall of an aquarium, their general shape reminds of the sine wave. So, the same phenomenon, according to the point of observation, will take a different form. With a cathode oscilloscope, the sound O will acquire the shape of a sine wave or a circle, depending on the way it is set. If you use the settings that were providing a sine wave for the sound O, when you chant the sound M, by M I mean a buzz performed with the mouth closed, you will see two straight parallel lines appear, describing a full band. Why is that so? It is easy to understand. For the O, the mouth forms a circle, and the wave that comes out is circular. That is why the simplest wave can be produced with the letter O. On the other hand, when you chant the M, you close your mouth. The air is sent into the sinuses, as it cannot exit through the mouth. The sinuses are very irregular bone structures and consequently produce a maximum of harmonics. Consequently, you obtain the same wave as before, but with all its octaves, its thirds, fourths, etc., and many other intermediary wavelengths caused by the irregularity of the sinuses. This explains why the band contained between the two parallel straight lines on the oscilloscope is completely covered with signal. For the setting of the oscilloscope that produces a circle for the sound O, you will see a square appear on the cathode oscilloscope if you pronounce the sound M with your mouth closed. In electronics, square signal is a signal obtained by a circuit oscillating with a maximum of harmonics. These are no acoustic waves, but electrical waves made of all wavelengths added together. So, we can see right angles appear. The sound Om thus expresses the following polarity. O, the vowel, contains less harmonics. It is the simplest. M, the consonant, contains a maximum of harmonics. It is the most complicated. The vowel O contains less harmonics. It is the simplest. M, the consonant, contains a maximum of harmonics. It is the most complicated. There is an opposition between O and M, between the simplest and the most complicated letters, between the circle and the square, that is to say, between the circle and the straight line. Om and moving mandala sound. The sound Om is thus the expression of the universal geometrical polarity that opposes the circle to the straight line. From this, we can deduct the mandala that corresponds the best to the sound Om. A mandala is a geometrical figure on which one concentrates their thoughts, and which is a kind of equivalence of a mantra on a visual level. As the O is represented by a circle and M by a straight line, the mandala corresponding to Om will be a circle within a square, or, on the opposite, a square within a circle, depending on the duration of the sound O and M. What are the colors in analogical resonance with the sound Om? The sound M, which contains all the wavelengths mixed together, is the analog, on a visual level, of the color white, as the color white is made of all the wavelengths of light mixed together. Also, in acoustics, a sound that contains all wavelengths is called a white sound or a white noise. So, the sound M will correspond to white light. You know that white light can be decomposed by a crystal and produce six colors that can be seen with the naked eye, to which the indigo was added because of the symbolic value of the number 7, but actually it is very difficult to clearly distinguish the indigo from the blue and the purple, the same way one can distinguish yellow from green, for instance. So, there are six fundamental colors rather than 7 as it is usually believed. But these colors can themselves be decomposed. There are thousands of nuances. There are thousands of nuances of colors. For example, if you heat up iron until it becomes white hot, and if you analyze its color, you will find 3,000 nuances of colors. These are spectrum rays, and they allow to identify the signature of the body tested. Though there is a very large number of spectrum rays, this number is not infinite. The reason for this is because of the constant of Planck, which describes the fact that one moves from one spectrum ray to another through a little leap of wavelength. The sound O, which represents a pure, simple wave, corresponds to one spectrum ray. We can say that the low-pitched O corresponds to the color red, the slowest wave, and the high-pitched O corresponds to color purple, the faster luminous waves. The O performed at a pitch at which our ear is most sensitive corresponds to the color yellow, which is also the color for which the eye distinguishes shapes best. Consequently, you can represent the ohm by a white square containing a circle of the color yellow, or the other way around, a yellow circle containing a white square. This constitutes a perfect analogical resonance between the sound ohm and the mandala, and gives you interesting indications on the colors of the mandala. Is there an organ of the body which corresponds to the sound ohm, which is in analogical resonance with the sound ohm? If the sound ohm translates all the polarities of the universe, we will be able to find this expression of polarity everywhere. Geometrical analogy of the microcosm and the macrocosm. Reversal by inversion between the solar system and the living world. Is there an organ in the human body where this sound, ohm, has been translated more particularly in its geometry? In every system forming a set, there is a ohm phase, that is to say, a circle and its rays. For example, the solar system has the sun and its luminous rays. During the reproduction of living beings, especially with beings that are more advanced in the chain of evolution, you can find the circle phase and its rays at the moment of fecundation. The spermatoons have mainly a straight line shape, and the ovula has mainly a sphere shape. Together, they describe a kind of a small sun at the very moment of fecundation, when the spermatoons surround the ovula so that one can penetrate inside it. You move on from the macroscopic scale, the sun and its rays, to the microscopic scale, the ovula surrounded by spermatoons. Let us now focus on an intermediary level, the plant kingdom. There are hermaphrodite plants, that is to say, plants which have the two sexes at the same time. The sunflower is an example. Its petals are set like rays around a circular center. In the human body, it is in the iris of the eye that the polarity represented by the sound ohm can be found most marked geometrically. The iris is made up of circular fibers, which can provoke its tension, and of straight fibers, which can provoke its expansion. So, the ohm is clearly marked in the iris. According to the tradition of yoga, the sound ohm is connected to the space between the two eyes, the third eye, or eye of Shiva. It is curious, as the ancient Hindu did not obviously have cathode oscilloscopes to perform this analysis. It is curious that modern techniques show that the correspondence that was established by the Hindu between the sound Om and the spiritual eye located between the eye is laid on a cosmic, logical, and reasonable basis. Now we are going to study how to pronounce the sound Om, as there are several traditions. Nevertheless, thanks to the method that we are employing, the development of the theory of symmetry, we are going to be able to classify them. Primordial, traditional, and logical pronunciation of the Om. First, pronunciation. Nothing in the universe would ever happen if sometimes a spermatoon did not enter an ovula. When you realize that our mountains are made of remains of seashells intertwined and reworked through variations of pressure, one will realize that it has taken the drive of a seashell spermatoon towards a seashell ovula to form all the massive mountains on the earth. Chanting the O at the same time as the M is creating a set like the spermatoon penetrating the ovula. How can this be produced? We will understand the process by comparing it with musical instruments. Take a piano and hit all the white and black keys at the same time. The sound is not unpleasant, as the beatings, that is to say the alternations of silence and sound that are obtained with two close notes, are so numerous that they cancel each other. You will produce a continuous tone, which is not unpleasant, and which is a white sound. If you want to understand the concept of white noise on a musical level, hit all the keys of a piano at the same time. The musical instrument that can produce a sound that is the closest to the sound O in its purest state is the kettle drum. There are large half circles of wood covered with a skin. Among the strings, the instrument that can produce the purest O sound, that is to say, the sine wave that contains the least possible harmonics, is the harp. This is due to the fact that the harp is the string instrument that produces the least resonance. If you mix the sound of all the notes of the piano played together and the sound of the strings of the harp going up and down each note, you produce a sound that is closely related to the true modulation of Om, as it is described in the Hindu ancient texts. This sound can be found in nature. If you go in a forest on a day when there is a light wind, but not a too strong wind, a gale or a storm, you will realize that the wind blowing through the leaves produces this sound. If you sit down in a forest, close your eyes and think about the sea or the ocean while you are listening to the sound of the wind in the leaves, you will have the amazing impression that you are listening to the sound of the sea in the distance. In the sea, the process is similar. High-pitched sounds are produced by droplets, and lower pitch sounds by large masses of water. All these notes mix together to produce a white noise. That is to say, a sound that contains all frequencies. It is consequently a fundamental sound of nature that could be represented as a fraction. A horizontal bar, the letter O above the M.